Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. And when Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." So for the third consecutive day in this space, John the Baptizer makes an appearance in the preached word. On Monday in the gospel assigned to the feast of his nativity, yesterday he was present in the prophet Isaiah. There the voice foretold, crying in the wilderness, "Comfort my people," genuine comfort for all the saints of God under his grace, comfort in holy absolution, the gift of righteousness in Christ, peace, reconciliation, and restoration to the Father, all of this deriving solely from the gospel of the crucified one, the word of the Lord that endures forever. According to the Word who became flesh, John the Baptizer is Elijah who is to come, preacher par excellence of the gospel, a prophet and truly more than a prophet. Among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater. This morning, this no one greater, or to be a bit more precise, his ministry of word and water appears unseen once again. A scowling entourage, chief priests and elders chase down the Son of God within the temple precinct and challenge him over the matter of authority. On what authority and by whose permission? As if to declare quite blasphemously, "You're an unwelcome intruder here, Jesus, an imposter." Jesus turned things around on his inquisitors with a conditional exam question. "I'll answer you if you answer me. John's baptism of heavenly or human origin?" Now, what is that baptism? It is the very baptism that Jesus persuaded John to administer to him. "Let it be so now, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." That is, God's righteousness embodied and enacted in the Christ. Righteousness not earned or merited, righteousness as pure gift, promised from of old, centered in Christ, fulfilled in the end of days, obtained now only by faith in the divine promise. Behold how Christ's opponents are bothered over this and given to debate among themselves and reckon with self-centered cold calculus. There may be no better illustration in the Bible of the old axiom, He who hesitates is lost. The chief priests and elders find themselves backed into an uncomfortable position of negotiating with the Lord of creation over just how much, really how little, they would acknowledge the truth that stands before them. So after all of their dithering and counting and political considerations, they give answer by flat assertion. We do not know. They speak as though they have suddenly come down with a severe case of agnosticism. It's all nonsense, of course. An act, a put on. The chief priests and elders lie. They do know. Jesus is demonstrating that they do know the answer to the exam question, but are unwilling to speak it to make genuine public confession of the truth. And so neither will Jesus provide them with a direct answer to their authority question. And for now, his opponents shall remain closed-mouthed, obstinate, unrepentant sinners. It is as if Jesus were saying to them, "You know the truth as you are men, but you deny the truth because you are unrepentant and unbelieving. I know the truth as I am God, but I will not tell you of my authority because you are unworthy. You harden yourselves in your unbelief." Despite all of their expectations and pedigree, the kingdom of God will be handed over to others, to those who abide in the faith and believe God's promises fulfilled in this Messiah whom he has sent. The chief priests and elders, ever concerned over negative PR, are left muttering to themselves. Liars will lie to themselves when they have no one else left to lie to. In the mysterious manner of divine doing, despite every element of devilish opposition, God will see to it that the truth is maintained, pure and sacred, doing its work to the very end of our days when all will be complete, at that glorious moment of the Lord's appearing when truth will have accomplished its mission, where there will be no one else yet left to be saved. For now, though, and all of you know this all too well, unbelief remains incredibly stubborn. Unbelief is not a self-improvement project that holds forth the hope of healing. Unbelief is unreasonably resistant, which is why you cannot, by your own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ your Lord or come to him. Instead, he comes to you, engages you, deals with you by his word and spirit, baptizes you, forgives you, feeds you. The Lord Jesus must and certainly will continually break down your stony wall of indecisions and hesitations, your darkened thinking, your feigned agnosticism, your unwillingness to speak, your self-centeredness, your cynicism, your falling to temptation, and your habitual regression into sin, your worldly fears and doubts over that realm that you cannot yet see or fully comprehend. Despite all of that, the bottom line is this: that you believe at all is a gift of God's limitless, undeserved grace and goodness. as the divine drama unfolded there in the temple during his fateful final week in Jerusalem. Jesus had yet to suffer that cross unto death in your place. For your despising him with your rebellion and your refusal to heed his will. Beyond those terrifying wooden beams, after the nails and thorns and spear, after the shedding of that holy precious blood, after the commending of his spirit, after that final sacred breath, after all of that, Jesus would openly, victoriously, resurrectedly give the answer in a word that is true for all eternity. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You trust in this Christ, the Lord of the only way of righteousness. Let nothing and no one distract you from that. You shall live. Jesus has been authorized by the Father to save you. And with all authority, he has truly made it so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.